You're listening to Live Free, Think Free on 90.1 KPFT Houston, your home for uncensored news and underground music since 2011.
You know, and this is sort of related because Alex Jones and Donald Trump are sort of the same breed to some degree. They definitely run in similar circles. And I'm not gonna lie. Alex Jones played a role in my early, awakening to various issues in the world, and Endgame, his documentary, played a big part in that. I appreciate all of that. However, very quickly, I started to see the limits of Alex Jones's work and how he often acts very much like a clown. And even though he's the stereotypical conspiracy theorist, for example, even in a place like Houston where I live, whenever I ran for mayor, I've often been called the local Alex Jones. It's like people know his name well enough as this sort of archetypical conspiracy theorist. And anybody who seems to be different is like, oh, you sound like an Alex Jones, right? And he is one of the worst representatives for any sort of movement about truth and freedom. Sure, again, has he woken up a lot of people indirectly or directly? I can't take that away from him. But I do not trust him. I don't like his strategies. I don't like his level of communication. He has some good research, but he often gets a lot of things wrong. He did predict a lot of things and tell people way ahead of the game that the technocratic state was coming and all these things were coming. He warned about this almost two decades ago, right? But at the same time, he goes on national TV and talked to Piers Morgan years ago and acts like a buffoon. He goes on Joe Rogan's show and when given this audience of millions of people to try to convey a message about the truth of what's going on, he acts like a fool, right? And again, to each their own. Be your person. Do what you want to do. But as far as, you know, being a representative of any kind of movement, horrible. Last person I would ever want to represent anything I have to do with. And InfoWars long ago gave up their true mission. The thing I liked about Alex Jones when I first heard about him was that he talked about pushing past the left-right paradigm, that the Democrats and the Republicans are no different. And that is the truth, that when you really start to study it and understand it, besides those wedge issues of abortion, immigration, and critical race theory, and some of these, you know, cultural issues, they always agree on war. They always agree on taking away rights. They always agree on more surveillance. They always, you know, there's these common grounds, and the machine marches forward, right? And Jones was one of the first people that helped me understand that. And then around 2016, 2015, he fell in love with Donald Trump and helped Donald Trump get elected. And as I pointed out over the last 4 years, his website, InfoWars, remained silent about many of the things that Donald Trump did, including what I was just sharing a moment ago. I'm sure they won't mention any of that. And basically just sold out all their principles as far as I'm concerned. So I do that long-winded introduction to give this latest news to you about Alex Jones, who has been facing several lawsuits for his work and his statements regarding the Sandy Hook situation. And this week he lost a case, another case. I think he already lost, but he was sentenced and is now being punished and is going to have to pay family members of the Sandy Hook kids up to $4 million. So, and in this case, I mean, this doesn't look good. The CNN article says family attorney exposes Alex Jones's dishonesty during brutal cross-examination. And they go through here just saying how several of the parents confronted him. And they also talk about, you know, they found Alex Jones' text messages and they're showing that he lied under oath and this and that. But Jones, he pretty much just backs down every time, you know, and I get it. Like you're facing lawsuits. They got you in court for the things you said, but why not be real? The truth is that there are many questions about Sandy Hook, and I'm not going to turn this show into a show about Sandy Hook, but anybody who studied that situation, you don't have to go as far as saying, you know, nobody died, which some people believe, and I'm not claiming that at all. I'm not claiming that. Nobody take it that way. But there's so many questions about multiple shooters. I covered this when it first happened. You know, so many different things that don't add up about Adam Lanza's family's connections. Why did they destroy Adam Lanza's house? Why did they destroy the school? All these different things, right? And Jones instead just kind of cowers and says, oh, as they acknowledge here in one of his court cases, one of his testimonies, he said that he was under a form of psychosis, which caused him to believe that the event was staged. So he also makes people who are so-called conspiracy theorists, who are already labeled that, look even crazier by saying, oh, sorry, I was under psychosis, or, you know, I made something up, or I got confused. And then here's an even interesting part. They say that the judge that was in this case, Maya Guerra Gamble, the judge overseeing the case, that Alex apparently had done a video accusing her of being connected to pedophilia and human trafficking because she previously worked for the CPS. Child Protective Services. And they played that video in court, which is kind of funny. I wish I could see that moment. And most of the trial was recorded, so this should be out there if you want to watch 15 hours of trial of Alex Jones being a fool. But when they played this, the lawyer, the judge, she kind of laughed about it. And Jones, they were like, is this the judge you're talking about? And Jones was like, yeah. And so they're considering sanctioning him. But think about this. Look, maybe Jones did just make something up, which he tends to do, and say, oh, the judge here is, you know, associated with pedophiles and things like that. But again, there's a kernel of truth. If the judge worked for CPS, she might not have been directly tied to anything, but Alex misses a huge opportunity. And maybe you don't do this in court, but I'm just saying, this is like an example of how he works. It's like, here's an opportunity to take the truth and not just say random things and say, okay, look, maybe I exaggerate a little bit, but the CPS is connected to children being harmed, children being abused in foster homes. Like that's a fact. I mean, I've interviewed CPS whistleblowers more than 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Carlos Morales, you can look him up, who worked for the CPS and blew the whistle about all kinds of corruption that he witnessed. Right. So my point is that Jones, I don't know what to make of him, but he's the worst representative of anybody could ask for. And again, here he is being ordered to pay Sandy Hook parents more than $4 million. So now what this does, at least in my mind, is it effectively makes anybody who questions anything about Sandy Hook look like insane, you know, and say, and just, yeah, you look nuts, right? So if you have questions about Sandy Hook, which again, whether you were there or not, there are legitimate questions to ask about Sandy Hook. You don't necessarily have to go as far as Alex Jones did and take his particular belief, which he now claims he didn't believe. But you can still acknowledge that, hey, there was a man in a camo suit caught leaving the school, going into the woods. And they later said, oh, never mind, that was some random thing. Yeah, that's kind of weird. The dude's got guns and he's dressed up. There was also initially reports of people seeing people dressed up as nurses running out of the school and jumping into a van. I don't know how many of you ever heard of that or know about that. You're definitely not going to hear that in the corporate media. But these things exist. These are out there. And so this is why I'm saying it should be legitimate and accepted to ask questions. And what Jones is participating in, whether voluntarily as some sort of, you know, agent or, you know, whatever, or because he's being pushed through this in court, it's not setting a good precedent for continuing to question narratives and to question, you know, what was going on. It was, so continue to question everything. And for those of you who don't believe it, because look, the thing is, well, I don't want to get into that. People think because they were at events, whether 9/11 or Sandy Hook, that means that they know everything about it and that they could have somehow witnessed everything. When there was a lot of different things being reported at Sandy Hook and elsewhere that many people documented and have still on the record, but it's very difficult to talk about these things because of the way they've treated this. That's why you can't find the documentary. We need to talk about Sandy Hook. Anyways, we spent too much time on this, but I hope you guys understand. And for those of you who trust Trump and trust Jones, maybe you'll think about that a little deeper.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.